Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Liberty Mountain Homes ball coming in here and starting the second quarter, the 13-11 lead. Brooklyn Mitchell back in as she went and changed out shoes. Could have an extra pair in case you blow out. I imagine you ever had a problem. You know, and not on the basketball court. I actually had one on vacation. I was walking a trail and it just blew. Mitchell's going to try to get the ball left wing to Yonkers. It's going to be knocked out by Cook. Mountain Homes going to inbound it right in front of the Cabot bench. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Going to finally get it into Mitchell. Mitchell is going to be guarded up top. That's Matter's going to pull in. Shot's going to be from the right side. Jayla Yonkers, no good. Rebound's going to come away by Mathis. She's going to get it to Matter up top. Matter's going to swing it to Cook. Cook and Graves kind of doing this, or Horn, excuse me, doing this weave, and they're going to get Horn with the travel. Horn's going to get called for the travel. That's going to be, what, the sixth turnover already for
Micah Madar, I believe.
Madar, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to get that writing down.
Yeah, sixth turnover.
Sixth turnover for Cabot?
Yep.
Mountain Home, they're going to take advantage of it. 7:25 right here left in the second quarter. Mitchell's going to have the ball up top. Going to get both feet to the paint, kick it out, and now Cabot has Mountain Home extended out in their offense. Ball's going to make it to the left wing to Yonkers. Yonkers skip pass. Mitchell. Mitchell eyes the three. It's up. It's good. Nice skip pass for Jaylee Yonkers. Hitting Mitchell right in her chest. She eyes the three and puts it in. Horn drives, kicks. Left corner. Right corner. Sorry, it's going to be up. Shot's going to be no good by Mathis. Livy Foster's going to come around the rebound. Mitchell back quickly. She's going to force the issue, and she's going to draw the foul. That's going to be Micah Matter.
First of all, Cavs number 11, Micah Matter. That's her first, team's first in the second quarter. Mitchell shooting two.
Brooklyn's going to go to the line shooting two. First free throw bounces high, comes off no good. Anna McCarn checking in for Mountain Home. She's going to replace Livy Fosness. Mitchell did a good job there forcing the issue as Mountain Home has a 16-11 lead, looking to extend it to six here with this free throw. It's up. It's on its way. It rolls around. It's good. Matter's going to bring it up. Mountain Home in a 1-3-1 now. Switch defense a little bit as Cook and Matter are playing catch with it back and almost had a 10-second. Ball's going to be knocked away. It's a double dribble. They didn't call it on Matter. Jaylee Yonkers going to get a hand on the ball. And right now, Cabot has no idea what to do with this defense. It's finally they throw it to Brooklyn Mitchell. Mitchell gets the steal at the top of that 1-3-1. She's going to go all the way, and she's going to take the hard foul. Looks like they're going to get Jada Cook on that foul.
You know, and that's what you want. You want either if you can't get the layup, make sure you draw the contact and put them in foul trouble. Like
yeah, Brooklyn does an excellent job. She did that the very last time down the trip too. That 1-3-1 had Cabot a little confused on the other end. As Mitchell's first free throw's up, it is good. 2 of 3 from the night so far from Brooklyn,
and 7 turnovers against Cabot compared to our 1.
Yeah, that's huge to have 6 extra possessions. Second free throw on its way, it is good as well. Mountain Home has extended this lead to 8. 19-11, 6:15 left here in this opening quarter, or second quarter. And Cabot, just like that's going to throw the ball away again. Ball finds the hands of Horn. Horn tries to skip past it. It goes out of bounds. Checking in the game.
I believe that's Serenity Arrett.
Serenity Arrett is going to check in the game for Cabot. Cabot still in the 1-1, and there's no backside help. We throw the ball high to Anna McCarn. Anna McCarn puts it on the deck, finally misses the first one, but puts the second one up. Both coaches beside me are yelling, saying, Anna, why? She dribbled that ball. She could have just went straight up with it and just decided not to. But finally got on the second one. Lakin Moore on this 1-3-1 comes in, and she's going to get a tip on the ball as Whitten Coleman is going to dive over the top of the play. They're going to get a foul. The ball was loose on there. Whitten kind of piled in. That's her second here of this opening half.
Wonder if McCarn just wanted to pound a pad of rebound stats.
Mountain Home in the 1-3-1 as Eric has it up top. She's going to hand it to Cook, and Cook's going to have her pocket pick from Mitchell. Mitchell's going to drive the length of the court. She's going to be fouled by Cook. They're going to say it's on the floor.
Personal foul count, number 12, Jada Cook.
That's Jada Cook's second foul. Second in as many trips as Sarah Claire Williams looks to set in. And we're going to have a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout by Cabot. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And we're back here with 5:34 left in the second quarter. Mountain Home with a 21-11 lead over the 6A Cabot Lady Panthers. Mountain Home's going to inbound the ball after Jada Cook fouled Brooklyn Mitchell. Nice inbound set as they get the ball down low to McCarn. McCarn is going to be fouled immediately. They're going to get Kaylin Bean. They got Graves on that.
You
see Graves on that. They did get Graves. Okay, they got Graves on that. That's her second. Team's fourth of this, so Mountain Home will be shooting two from here on out. Another set inbound play feeds Anna McCarn. She tries to spin. The ball's knocked out of her hands. It stays with Mountain Home. Had the ball in the paint twice already on these inbound plays. As we're going to inbound it again to McCarn. McCarn, Moore, top of the key, three. Sure. Lake and Moore with the set inbounds play. Hits McCarn. She gives her a screen. Lakin makes this a 13-point game, 24-11 Mountain Home.
No, sir, she made sure she was patient and good and square with the basket to get that three.
Sarah Williams checked in at that last break for Brooklyn Mitchell, and she comes away with the rebound as Bean misses the layup. Mountain Home in that 1-3-1 again, giving Cabot all kinds of trouble. Moore is going to drive. She's going to try to go up. Ball's going to be stripped. It's going to stay with Mountain Home as it goes out of bounds. 4:56 left in this game. Mountain Home looking to extend their 13-point lead as they have a 24-11 lead. Ball's inbound. Moore, immediate three, on its way. No good. Sarah Williams doing work, gets the offensive rebound, tries to go up, has the ball knocked away for her. The ball ends up in the hand of Jada Cook. Jada's going to go offense to defense to offense as she takes it all the way in for two, ending the scoring drought for Cabot. 24-13, 4:30 left. Yonkers drives right side. Tries to take the ball up. The official underneath said he didn't see who it was off of. The official on the outside said it was off of Jayla, which I think is the correct call. As the ball goes out of bounds, it's a turnover for Mountain Home.
But just a second, so that's encouraging.
Yep. Bean's going to have the ball. She's going to drive the lane. The ball's going to be blocked from behind by Anna McCarn. Moore comes away with it, looking to push. Yonker or gets it ahead of Sarah Williams. She's going to stop, pop the three, try to keep the hot hand from last night, unable to do it. Ball's going to be saved into bounds by Cook. Cook's going to get it ahead to Bean. Bean pulls up the three, shot on its way, no good. Lakin Moore, defensive rebound. She's going to get it to Whitten Coleman, and Coleman's going to dribble across the timeline, slowing things up for the Lady Bombers. Yonker steps into three, top of the key. It's on its way, and it's good. Jayla's first points of the night. I mean, what do you do, Matt? You come across and one pass, and she's just stepping to a three, and let's hit it. 27-13, Mountain Home with the lead. Ball's going to make it to the corner, and finally up top to Bean. She's going to drive, try to kick it to Cook. Ball's going to work around to Eric. Eric's three is on the way from the corner, and it is good.
Yeah, she banked it in from that angle. That's unbelievable.
That's a tough thing to do. They answer a three with a three themselves. Mountain Home back quickly, 27-16, 3:20 left here in this first half. Moore picks up a dribble, probably earlier than she wants, but finally gets it down low to McCarn. McCarn Tries to dribble the ball, finally gets a handle on it. Comes to Sarah Williams. Sarah puts the three up. No good. Rebound by Cook.
That did everything but go in.
Cook tries to throw it ahead. Sarah Williams gets a hand on it as she was trying to get the ball to Graves. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It will be Cabot's ball right in front of the Mountain Home bench. Checking back in is Bowles as well as Alkire. They are replacing Adair and Arrett. Livy Fosnes also checked in, replacing Anna McCarn, and Lakin Anderson checked in, replacing Whitten Coleman during that break. Or Jaylee Yonkers, excuse me. Bean's going to drive the ball. Livy Fosnes is going to come away with the rebound. Lakin Anderson has it right side. She's going to pass it ahead to Mitchell. Mitchell going to set up the offense. Dribble handoff, Sarah Williams. Mitchell drives, kick, offside corner, Moore. Drives, 10-footer, up, no good. Rebound comes, Livy Fosnes, spin move, up, takes the contact, goes in, no call, but Livy Fosnes creating her own offense with an offensive rebound, putting up two. Mountain Home, 29-16, 2:20 left in this game. The lazy pass is stolen by Sarah Williams. She's going to try to get it back to Livy Fosnes. Fosnes, corner, Brooklyn Mitchell, step back, three, no good, but once again, Fosnes. Offensive rebound for the Lady Bombers. Goes up, pump fakes, takes the contact. No, does not go. Gets her own rebound again. Goes back up with it. This time she does draw the foul as they are going to get Taylor Alkire with her second foul. Now right now, best offense for Mountain Home is just get the ball in the glass and let Livy Fosnes go to work.
Mm-hmm.
They say we got a lane violation here.
Oh, so we just
– I think we left the lane after Livy had the ball. So the first three throws not going to count. So she will be shooting one here. That free throw is going to roll around and be no good. Rebound comes to Cabot. Bean's going to walk the ball across. Mountain Home back in a man-to-man.
We're like getting the clock started there a little bit.
2 minutes left here in this half. Cook's going to drive to the middle. Pull up, 10-footer, no good. Lakin Anderson pulls away the rebound. She's going to get to Lakin Moore. Mountain Home looking to push the issue. This is where we're at our best. Moore hits Sarah Williams up top. Anderson, three. It's no good off the back of the iron. Ball's going to be knocked out on Cabot. 1:39 left here.
Side two, wait on that screen.
You know, we're doing a lot better job on the boards in that second quarter than we did in the first.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, especially on the defensive side and not letting have offensive rebounds. Ball's going to be triggered into Sarah Williams. Moore, she's going to pump fake like she had a three, and they're going to say she moved her foot. It's going to be a walk on Lakin. 29-16, Mountain Home leading. 1:30 left in this opening half. Ball's out to Mathis on the right wing. Mathis is going to dribble over to Bean. Bean's going to cross over Mitchell, take the ball in, scoop the ball up, and it's going to fall. What a great shot there by Kaylin Bean. 29-18. Mountain Home looking to extend this lead. High pick and roll. Livy Fosnes gets it down the middle of the lane. She's going to take the bump. It's going to be a block. They are over the limit, so we're shooting two no matter what. Let's see who they get this foul on. We're going to get number 12, Jada Cook. That's her third foul.
Livy Fosnes.
Livy Fosnes is going to go to the line where she just missed her last free throw attempt. Free throw first for Fosnes is up, and it is good. 12-point lead, 30-18. Addison Ferris is going to check in for Sarah Williams. Anna McCorn set the check-in. Looks like she's going to come in for Livy Fosnes after this free throw. Second free throw up. It is good. Fosnes extends the lead back to 13. 31-18. 1 minute to play left in this half. And Holmes done a good job on the defensive side. Switching the defenses up. Kind of confusing Cabot. Ball comes up top to Mathis. Mathis dribble hands off. As Bowles brings it over, and she's playing the dribble handoff game to Eric. Eric loses the handle of the ball, unable to gather it, though.
Addison Ferris all over her.
Mount Home doing a great job. As the ball is going to come up top to Bowles. Bowles is going to put the shot up. It's going to be no good. Mathis is going to pull the rebound down and put it back up and in for Cabot. 22 seconds left. Mount Home can hold for this last shot. 31-20. We'll have an 11-point lead, maybe more as we go into the half. Ball's going to go to Ferris. They're going to work down low to Moore. Moore's going to spin. No good. Addison Ferris is going to get her hand on it on the offensive rebound, but they're going to say she steps out of bounds. 4.4 seconds left. Mount Home going to extend a full court man. Hopefully not allowing Cabot to have a shot up right here. Ball's going to be inbounded to Bowles. Bowles is going to get it over to Eric. Eric's going to put a heave up, and that's how this half's going to end. Mount Home leads this 31-20 here after one half of play. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. We will be back shortly with the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't let it